From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, to baseball. The Yankees and the Phillies played in the World Series last year, and they were the heavy favorites to stage a rematch this year. But now both of those teams are on the brink of elimination, and joining us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports is our own Stefan Fatsis. Hiya, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
I did not mention the names of the other teams that are still playing, but the Texas Rangers and the San Francisco Giants have actually been more compelling stories than the favorites so far, no?
Yeah, I think so. Let's talk about the Rangers a little. Before the season, just before the season, it was disclosed that their manager, Ron Washington, had tested positive for cocaine. Then in the middle of the season, the franchise was sold in bankruptcy court proceedings. The previous owner, Tom Hicks, had over-leveraged the team, defaulted on loans, and lost around $200 million in a dozen years. The new ownership group includes the Hall of Fame pitcher, Nolan Ryan, and the team has had a new outlook. They're led by the outfielder, Josh Hamilton, whose career was almost destroyed by addictions to alcohol and crack, and the left-handed pitcher, Cliff Lee, who's on his fourth team in 2 years, but he's been brilliant everywhere.
And the Giants are enjoying a renaissance after a decade that was first defined by, and then some would say debased by, the record-setting home runs of giant Barry Bonds.
Yeah, the Giants and their fans never seemed to buy into this vilification of Bonds over his alleged use of steroids. He was in the stadium the other night throwing out a ceremonial first pitch, but there is definitely a lightness surrounding this team that didn't exist when Bonds played. The closer, Brian Wilson, dyes his beard the shoe polish black. It's big and scruffy. The first baseman, Aubrey Huff, allegedly has been wearing a red thong for good luck for the last month. I don't know whether that's true or not. Reporters say it is. And then they've got this great skinny, long-armed, long-haired starting pitcher, Tim Lincecum, who uttered an enthusiastic expletive during a post-game interview the other night. So it's easy, I think, to forget that the Giants haven't won a World Series in San Francisco ever. The last time the franchise won one was in 1954 when the team played in Manhattan.
At the Polo Grounds, and they beat the Cleveland Indians.
That's right.
Both teams, though, are feeling some heat. The Giants lost Game 5 last night, 4-2, forcing a sixth, possibly seventh game in Philadelphia this weekend. Lincecum pitched well, but the Phillies' Roy Halladay pitched even better.
Yeah, these two also faced off in Game 1 of the series, and it was only the third time in the postseason ever that two former Cy Young Award winners have pitched against each other twice. Halladay's 33 years old in his first season in Philly. He threw that no-hitter in the previous playoff series against Cincinnati, just the second no-hitter in postseason history after Don Larsen's way back in 1956. Last night, the Phillies' manager, Charlie Manuel, revealed after the game that Halladay had strained a groin muscle in the second inning, but refused to come out of the game. If the Phillies come back and win this series, you know that's going to become the stuff of legend in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Rangers ace, Cliff Lee, has been as good as Halladay this postseason. In Game 3 against the Yankees, he pitched 8 shutout innings, gave up only 2 hits, struck out 13 batters.
Yeah, statistically, he's been better than Halladay. He's given up just 2 runs in 24 innings this postseason. That prompted one writer to call him maybe the greatest clutch pitcher of all time. Another compared his postseason numbers to Sandy Koufax. And if the Yankees manage to win Game 6 tonight, guess who they get to face in Game 7 tomorrow? Cliff Lee.
And it is widely said that whatever happens in this postseason, come next season when Cliff Lee is a free agent, he'll be pitching for the Yankees, they say.
Yeah, it's been no secret that the Yankees have tried to trade for him twice in the last 2 years when he was bouncing around from Cleveland to Philadelphia to Seattle to Texas. This winter, it's going to be all about money, and the Yankees certainly can afford the $25 million or so a year it's going to take to sign him. But Texas, as one of its new owners just said, isn't going into this with a pea shooter, all of which means that World Series or not, it's going to be a very pleasant offseason for Cliff Lee.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.